Okay, today's daf is Nazir Daf Yud. We are holding on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Today's daf is going to continue to discuss various unusual lishonos of Nazirus, where a person, it's not so clear that the person is actually being Mekabel Nazirus because he's saying something in such an unusual lashon. So our Mishnah is going to talk about where he says it in terms of a cow speaking or in terms of a door speaking, which is a very, very unusual thing to say. And the Gemara is going to have four interpretations of exactly how he is trying to formulate his sentence, what exactly his intention is. In the Mishnah, it's so vague that we can't even interpret the Mishnah. We have four different interpretations of what the Mishnah is talking about. That's what the entire daf is, those four interpretations of what the Mishnah is talking about. Along the way, we're going to mention why it is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have to have their argument, have to disagree in three cases. Meaning, we had a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where a person says, Hareini Nazir min agrogros min advela. I'm a Nazir from something that Nazirus is not shaykh to at all, from figs, from dates, from things that have nothing to do with Nazirus. So our Mishnah also seems to relate to that kind of case. A person is taking a Nazirus from basar, from meat. There is no Nazirus from meat. So why do we need all these different cases where you have the same exact machlokas between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel? That's also going to be covered on Amud Aleph over here. Says the Mishnah, Omar, a guy says, Amra parazu hareini nazira im omedes ani. This cow says, I am a nazir if I stand. Omer hadela sazeh, or the guy says, this door says, hareini nazira, I am a nazir, im niftach ani, if I open up. So in either of these cases, Beis Shammai omrim nazir, or Beis Hillel omrim eino nazir. Beis Shammai says that the person is a nazir, Beis Hillel says he is not a nazir. Now, in according to all the interpretations, the case of the cow is that the cow is unable to stand up. You see a cow lying down there on the floor, and it looks like it can't move. It looks like the cow is frozen in place, not going to be able to get up under its own koach. In the case of the door, it seems that the door is jammed, that the door can't get open. So a person takes these lashonos of Nazirus, except he doesn't really say it himself. He says that the cow says that he's a Nazir if he stands up, or the door says he's a Nazir if it opens up. Beis Shammai holds it's a valid lashon of Nazirus. Beis Hillel says not a valid lashon of Nazirus. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that even when Beis Shammai says it's Nazirus, he doesn't really mean that it's Nazirus. He means that Beis Shammai says that the person adds that the meat should be asur to me if any of this happens, that he's only being mekabel to asur the meat. So it's really a neder from the meat. It's not Nazirus, just like in yesterday's daf we had, where it was really a neder from the grogros of the nevela, it wasn't actually a nazirus at all. Tosos over here and the Rush both have three interpretations of what exactly is going on in the Mishnah. Now, these interpretations work according to all four interpretations that we're going to have in the Gemara. But Tosos and the Rush focus not so much on what the Gemara is going to focus on when it has its different interpretations, is what exactly the guy was saying about the cow standing up. Did he mean that the cow is going to stand up on its own? That I'm going to help the cow up? Is he saying that I'm going to be a Nazir min hayayin, that I'm going to be a nazir from the cow? That's what the Gemara is going to focus on. What the Rishonim focus on over here with Tosas, and what the Rush focus on, is what does he mean by the cow is saying that it's going to be a nazir? Where is he being mekabel anything? Where is he actually committing to anything? He's telling us a story that the cow is committing to a nazirus. What kind of story? A cow commits to nazirus? Very strange. So Tosas says three interpretations over here. Number one, he says the person sees a cow lying there on the floor, and he says, Amra parazu, meaning cows don't speak. What he means to say is that this cow is probably thinking to itself that it has no chance of getting up, that it's so stuck in place that it has no ability to get up on its own. So therefore the person says, Hareini Nazira Imomedes, that I am a Nazir if it gets up. Meaning, seeing how this cow has probably given up all hope of ever getting up, I am a Kabbal in a Zirus if this cow gets up. And Tosfos explains that the Lashon Hareini Nazira is spoken by the person, right? Meaning that the cow is thinking, Amra Parazu, the cow is thinking, I can't possibly get up. And therefore the person says, Hareini Nazira. Tosfos says Nazira with a mapake, not Nazira like female Nazir, Nazira. It's Nazir. I am a Nazir of it. What does it mean, of it? It means I am a Nazir from its basar, from the basar of this cow. And I what's the word ani doing? Hareini Nazira im omedes? Ani? What's the ani? That's already the person talking. Person is standing. The issue isn't about the person standing, it's about the cow standing. So it says, when it says ani, you have to say that the person is saying ani that is going on himself, on his own Kabbalas Nazirus. It's as if he's saying twice, I will be a Nazir if the par is omedes, which is a little strange, because hareini already says ani. So he's saying, hareini ani nazira. I will be a Nazir from its basar if this cow stands up. Now, that's the first interpretation of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos explains, obviously, cows don't think, meaning the cow is not having a thought process over here. Will I stand? Won't I stand? I wonder what my chances of standing are. There's no such thought process in the cow. But a lot of times when people attribute thought processes to things that don't have thought processes, meaning and that's the Lashon, we find such Lashonos in Tanakh, even in Sefer Yonah, we're going to read in a couple of weeks, V'ha'aniyach ha'shvali hishaver. The boat was thinking, I'm definitely going to break, that the storm is so crazy, the boat was thinking that it's going to break. Now, boats don't think. The boat wasn't thinking that it was going to break. It means that that's what we attribute to what was going on with the boat. Now, the Mishnah Melech asks on this Pshat and Tosfos that when he says Hareini Nazira means with a mapik hay that I am the Nazir of this cow, meaning I am a Nazir from its basar, if that were the case, then for parallel's sake, by the case of the door, it should have said Omer Hadel Sazah Hareini Nazira, it should have said Hareini Naziro, right? That I am the Nazir of the door. That's what it should have said. Instead of Hareini Nazir or Hareini Nazira, it doesn't say Hareini Naziro, that I am a Nazir from it, that I'm not going to get any Hanah from the door. So that's the difficulty Mishael Melech raised with the first interpretation of Tosos. Second interpretation of Tosos, and again, all three of these interpretations can be found in the Rush as well. The second interpretation of Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, that a person was passing by and he sees a cow lying there on the floor, and he says, I think this cow is saying to itself, Hareini Nazir im omedes ani. What's different over here? It's not that the cow is just thinking to itself, I can't get up, and then the person says, I'm a Kabbal Nazirus. The person attributes not just the thought process of I can't get up to the cow, he attributes the Kabbalas Nazirus to the cow. That the cow is lying there on the floor thinking, I'm going to be a Nazir if I stand up. And the person says, ani, I will be mashlim the words of the cow, and I'll be mekabel the nazirus on myself if it stands up. So it turns out that the cow is the one speaking. So, and then the person says, ani, I too will be mekabel what the cow is speaking in its own mind. And that's what the Rabbi Bar Chama understands, that the person is the one speaking. We're going to see in the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Chama is going to explain, the person is the one speaking doesn't mean that he's explaining the Lashon, the Mishnah, that the person is being noder, but Rabbi Bar Chama's moda, that the kavan of the Mishnah is that the cow is speaking, meaning that when Rabbi Bar Chama explains that the person is speaking, he's just trying to explain why it is that there's a Kabbalas Nazirus at all. What did the person say after what it says in the Mishnah? But when what the Mishnah reports is actually all what the person attributes to the cow, and then the person responds to what he thinks is the thought process of the cow. But the Hareini Nazir is all the thought process of the cow, that's not the person at all. Tosfos says the problem with this is, why does the Mishnah bring what the person thinks the cow is thinking? That has nothing to do with anything. The whole Kabbalas Nazirus is what the person says on himself, and that doesn't say in the Mishnah. So why do we care what the cow is thinking? The whole Kabbalas Nazirus is what happens next. What the person then says in terms of his own Kabbalas Nazirus, the Rush just adds to make it even stronger. He says that the Dibur of the person is the Kabbalas Nazirus. There's a concept called Iker chaser min ha-sefer, that if a Mishnah is trying to teach us a halacha, it should tell us what the real case of that halacha is. And the Mishnah doesn't do any of that over here. It's just, according to this interpretation, the entire statement of the Mishnah is what the guy thinks is the thought process of the cow when he walks by. And then everything that he himself is mekabel, which is the entire halacha of the Mishnah, doesn't say in the Mishnah. That we have to fill in the blanks, the Amoraim fill in the blanks. That's very strange, that the whole Kabbalah's Nazirus is something that we have to fill in later on, that the Mishnah doesn't actually tell us. That's really Iker Chaser Min HaSefer. So Tosus prefers a third shot in terms of what's going on in the Mishnah. Tosus says it's the cow that's doing the talking, and the person is saying what the cow is saying, that the person is speaking on behalf of the cow. The person says, as he walks by, this cow is saying, I am a Nazir if I stand up. So since it's the person is speaking on behalf of the cow, why would the person say what the cow is saying? He must be being mekabel in Nazirus on himself. So there's no second statement that's missing from the Mishnah. By him repeating, or not repeating, because there is no actual thought process of the cow, but by him imagining and giving words to the thought process of the cow, he intends to be mekabel Nazirus on himself. Obviously, there is no Nazirus of a para, and what he means to say is that he's not going to get any anah from the basar of the cow. So when the person says that, his kavana is to make the cow's statement, so to speak, real, to make it something that's going to apply to him, even though there's no concept of Nazirus from basar. It's like saying he's being nozer, he's being a nazir from grogros, and that's where, according to Beis Shammai, he's a nazir, just like we had in yesterday's daf. So those are the three interpretations that Tosfos has in terms of what is going on in the Mishnah. Just how to even read the words of the Mishnah. What is this cow talking over here of Hareini Nazira im Omedes? Now then we had the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that even when Beis Shammai says that he is a Nazir, it only means that the cow's meat is going to be usher to him because it's Hareya like a carbon. Rov Rishonim understand, as we pointed out yesterday, the Rosh and the Sheet of Mukbetzas and many others, that the guy has to be saying not just Hareini Nazir min Agrogros, like we said yesterday, but rather that he says Hareya like carbon. That is that's over here as well. It's not just Hareini Nazir min Basar Apara, but he's adding the words Hareini Nazir v'Hareya like carbon. And it's a carbon. He has to actually say those words. It's not enough for him to think those words. It's not just that we're interpreting those words. He actually says Hareya like carbon, and that's when the basar becomes asur to him, but he does not actually become a nazir. So says the Gemara, Para Mika Mishtaya, what's going on in the Mishnah? The cow talks? That all of a sudden we have talking cows in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that the truth is it sounds like a balabata shakasha, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, meaning by saying, I don't understand, how could a cow talk? And that makes it sound like, and if a cow could talk, then we're all good. Then the halacha of the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that la halacha, if you're not thinking just in terms of, you know, this is crazy, cows don't talk, just think in terms of halacha, that's not the real kasha. Meaning, if cows could talk, we still have a kasha. It's still not going to work. Because we did have animals speaking. In the Bible, we have the Asano Shalbilam opens its mouth and speaks. So let's say this cow could talk. So would anything be any better? Still, why would I be a nazir just because a cow was talking? I happened to walk by and the cow was just yapping away about how it can't get up. I've fallen and I can't get up. And all of a sudden, I'm a nazir. That's the real kasha. Why am I a nazir? Just because the cow is the one that's talking. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, it's a little bit strange that the Gemara is asking, how could cows talk? That seems like a very balabatish kasha. That's not the issue. Even if cows did talk, the real issue is, how can I be a nazir just because the cow is saying something? Now, according to the third interpretation of Tosos, it's not really such a kasha, because since the guy himself is saying what the cow is, he's speaking on behalf of the cow, and that's what makes the Nazirus Chal. So if the cow was able to talk, so then we'd understand what it was saying, that even if you say that a person is speaking on behalf of his friend, he's being makabel his Nazirus on behalf of the friend, if he says about a guy that he's makabel on himself Nazirus, it's the Nazirus is going to be Chal on him, because a guy is not betoras nazirus. So you have to say that of course he has kavana on himself and not on the guy that he's talking on behalf of. So the same with the cow. If he's saying on behalf of a cow obviously can't be mekabel nazirus. So obviously he means to be mekabel nazirus on himself. But so only when he's mesaper divrei apara that it's going to work. So says the Gemara anyway. Para mika mishayu. What's going on in our Mishnah? Cows don't talk. So answers the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have four interpretations. And again, that's the entire daf. The entire daf is four interpretations of what the kavana of the guy is in our Mishnah. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama explains as follows. There was a cow lying on the ground in front of him, which, by the way, it didn't say that in the Mishnah, which is the basis of all four interpretations, that there was a situation over here. A guy didn't just walk by a farm and start talking on behalf of the cows. Something strange was going on. There was a cow that was lying on the floor and he couldn't get up. Va'amar, and the guy said, Kisvura parazu eina omedes. I bet this cow has given up any hope of being able to stand up. That this cow thinks it can't stand. Hareini nazir mi besara im amda me eleha. So I will therefore be a nazir if it stands up on its own. Meaning, I agree with this cow's assessment. It's not going to be able to stand up. And if it does stand up, well then I'll be a nazir. So he's mekabel in nazirus if the cow gets up. And then, guess what? Va'amda me'eleha. Also doesn't say this in the Mishnah. Situation happens, cow then stands up. So he just, you know, he's got to eat his words. He just said that he's going to be a Nazir if the cow stands up on its own. And the cow then stood up on its own. V'holchu be'shamei l'shitasan v'besil l'shitasan. And this is be'shamei v'besil l'shitasan from yesterday's daf. Be'shamei da'amri minagrogus minadvei l'havi Nazir. Hachanami ki amr mi besara havi Nazir. Now the Gemara is adding in another detail. He didn't just say hareini Nazir if the cow stands up. What he meant to say is, I'm going to be a Nazir from this cow if it stands up. That just like we had yesterday, I'm going to be a Nazir from Grogros, I'm going to be a Nazir from Dvela. Even though there's no din of Nazirus about Grogros and Dvela, there's also no din of Nazirus about not eating the meat. But he nevertheless says, I'm going to be a Nazir from this cow if it stands up. So the whole thought process of this cow's not going to get up, and it has no chance. And if it does stand up on its own, then I'll be a Nazir from its meat. So the whole thing is really just to emphasize that I'm going to be a Nazir from meat. And if a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir from meat, well, that's the same machlokas we had yesterday between Beishamai and Beis Hillel, where Beishamai says, Shkayach, you're a Nazir, you said the words Harini Nazir, so now you're a Nazir from meat, now you're a real Nazir, even though you said Mi Besara, even though you said from meat, you're a real full-fledged Nazir, because you said Harini Nazir, Beis Hillel Amrim, Lavi Nazir, and Beis Hillel says, no, he's not a Nazir. He found the Pesach for his Nazirus, like we said yesterday. Originally said Harini Nazir, but then he backed out when he said Mi Besara. From meat, or when he says minagrogros minadvela, so he still holds he's not a nazir. So ask the Gemara v'amru be'shamei chadazimna. We already had if that's the whole discussion. Meaning that first of all, it's way overcomplicated. The Mishnah could have just said a guy says hareini nazir mi basar. Right, that would have been that's the chiddush. That's all we're saying over here. Hareini nazir mi basar. So we have to deal with why the Mishnah has to get so elaborate over here about a cow lying down and the guy speaking on behalf of the cow. Just hareini nazir mi basar. That's the machlokas, and it's the same machlokas we had yesterday. So ask the Gemara, what is being added by this machlokas today that we didn't already learn from the machlokas yesterday of hareini nazir min agrogros min advela? So amarava tarti tal. Plus, Rava says, really? It's two or three times that we have the same machlokas repeated, because we had grogus and tvela, we have basar, and now we have delas. I'm not going to get out from this door. We have that in our Mishnah as well. We have all these two or three times we have already. Two and then three times that it tells us the same machlokas. Why do I need it all three times? Utsrichi. We need the machlokas to be taught all three cases. Di'i in marbaha, grogrosu dvela. If we only would have had the machlokas in the case of yesterday's Mishnah, where a guy became a nazir from grogros and dvela, Hasamu da Amri Beis Shammai have a nazir mishum de michlefan ba'anavim. That's where Beis Shammai says that the guy is going to be a nazir, because one could reasonably confuse what the laws of nazirus are. I know it's some sort of fruit that I'm not allowed to have. So instead of thinking grapes, he was thinking grogros and dvela. Okay, you understand how a person can make such a mistake. It's not like it's only wine that he's not allowed to have. He's not allowed to have any grape product. So he was thinking in terms of fruit. He was thinking in terms of a grape. So it could be a guy made such a mistake. So that's why Beis Shammai would say by the grogros and tevela, it's a real lashon of nazirus, because he really meant to be a nazir. He just got confused about which fruit it was. But no one thinks that nazirus has anything to do with meat. So no one would ever confuse grapes for meat, and therefore one would have thought that even according to the Beis Shammai, he's not a nazir if he says I'm a nazir from basar, because who in their right mind would ever have confused what the laws of nazirus are with not eating meat, with becoming a vegetarian? The idmar basar, and if he would have said basar, hachlu damri Beis Shammai havi nazir bebisra v'chamra, avol gogros advela lo. And if it would have told me only the case of basar and not the case of grogros advela, not yesterday's Mishnah, I would have said, yeah, it's more likely that the guy confused nazirus for meat than that he confused it for grogros and dvela. Because when people think of nazirus, they don't think grapes. When people think of nazirus, they think wine. That a nazir is not, right? When we said aroa sota b'kulkula, someone sees a sota b'kulkula and sees how one comes to sin, yazir atzmo min hayayin. He's going to make a nazirus that he's not going to want to drink wine, because he sees the negative effects that wine can have if not treated properly, if not handled properly. So if people associate nazirus with wine, and what do we associate with wine? Meat. Person describes a lavish meal, we describe eating meat, drinking wine. When we describe Simchas Yom Tov, the Gemara in the 10th Perek of Maseches Pesachim says that Bismach Bismach Shaykayim ain't Simcha el Bebasar, Achshav Shein Bismach Shaykayim ain't Simcha el Beyayin. But the Rishonim already paskin that even Bisman Hazeh we eat Basar, because we try to do what brings us Simcha, both Basar and Yayin. We associate those things with each other. So it makes sense that the guy would have confused Nazirus for having to do with meat, but it doesn't make sense that he would confuse Nazirus trying to do with grogros and tevela. Who thinks of figs? That's what the guy's thinking of with the Nazirus. No way that the guy would have made such a mistake. So that's why we need yesterday's Mishnah, even though we already have today's Mishnah. I would have thought grogros and tevela is not really being a kabbalah Nazirus at all. Kamashman, the Beis Shammai tells us that it is still a kabbalah Nazirus. V'yitmar hani tarti, and if we would have only been told these two cases, hani hu dekamri Beis Shammai, avodel se modul Beis Hillel, I would say, yeah, that's where Beis Shammai says that his din, that he's going to be a nazir. But I would think by a door, no one's going to confuse nazirus for a door, and therefore even Beis Shammai would agree that that's not a nazirus. If a guy says I'm going to be a nazir from this door, so even Beis Shammai would agree. So that's why I need to be told that no, Beis Shammai would still hold that it's a lashon of nazirus. V'itam et delas, and if it only would have had the case of the door where Beis Hillel says he's not a nazir, Beis Shammai says he is, I would think, yeah, but how can I be Beis Hillel? That's where Beis Hillel says he's not a nazir, because what in the world does a door have to do with nazirus? No one would ever confuse that. Aval b'hach tarti yeim modulu Beis Shammai. But by the other two, by grogos tevela and by basar, I would think that Beis Hillel would be modded to the Beis Shammai that is a valid lashon of nazirus. Chamash milan delo. That's why we need all three cases. Grogos tevela number one. We have the basar, and we have the Delas. All three cases to tell me that the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel applies equally in all three cases. So all of that was part of an elaboration on interpretation number one of our Mishnah. So again, interpretation number one of our Mishnah was Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, case was that there was a cow lying on the floor. A guy says, this cow looks like it can't get up on its own, probably has given up all hope of getting up on its own, and therefore I will be a nazir mibsara, from the meat of that cow, if it stands up on its own, and then it stands up on its own. So Beis Shammai says, nazir from a basar is nazir, and Beis Hillel says, no, nazir from basar is not nazir. asked the Gemara, is that really a plausible interpretation? Amar Rava Mikatani im Amdame Eleha, isn't there a bit much missing from the Mishnah, if that's the interpretation of the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah ever say, if the cow gets up on its own, then you are a Nazir? No, the Mishnah just says, you're a Nazir. It doesn't say, if the cow gets up on its own. So the Tosus points out over here, well, why is that so difficult? How many times in Shas do we have Chisurim Echzer V'Hachi Katani? That there are a couple of words missing. So that's the biggest kasha in the Mishnah, that it doesn't say im amda me'elah. This Mishnah is obviously somewhat cryptic. So whenever you have a Mishnah that's already obviously somewhat cryptic, it's not so strange to say chisur mechzer v'achri ketani. So Tos writes, yeshlam adani milihecha demuchach ha-chisaron, oz yesh koch losef ha-loshna ha-mishnah. When do we say chisur mechzer? When we have no other choice. When it's obvious from the Mishnah that something is missing, that there are words missing. But according to Rami Bar Chama, it's not muchach at all that the Mishnah is chaser, because it's not, the machlokes tanaim really has nothing to do with this. This whole issue of what the backstory is, the whole machlokes is about a guy says, I'm a Nazir from Basar. That's the machlokes, Beisham Beisilel. So what do I care what the backstory is? The cow didn't get up, could have gotten up here. It's just, that's just so lehechi timtza to him saying, I read Nazir mi Basara. Why would that be the chisur mechzra? Why would the Mishnah be cryptic about that? So that's what the Gemara is asking. To add that into the Mishnah, when that doesn't appear in the Mishnah, is not a plausible interpretation of the Mishnah. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava says, you want pshat in the Mishnah, case in the Mishnah, the pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Go chase a par ravutza lefanav. The cow is lying there on the floor in front of him. Va'amar hare alai karban. And he said, I'm being makabalid as a karban. So that's the case. It's not that I'm going to be a nazir from its basar if it stands up. No, he's being makabel harei alai korban. So how's that a kabbalist and nazirus at all? Why would anyone think that harei alai korban is at all a lashon of nazirus? So the Rush points out, v'achi pirusha demasnisin svura parashen yichol lamod v'tava lidor shim tamud bein me'ele bein alidei acherim. The guy thinks this cow is never going to get up. So the guy says, if this cow ever gets up, shetikanes la'azara v'yakrivua l'korban nazir. I'm going to bring this cow as a Karban Nazir. That's his lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus. Why would he ever bring a Karban Nazir if he's not becoming a Nazir? So by saying, I'm going to use this cow as a Karban Nazir, that's his Kabbalas Nazirus. Even though you can't eat Vafpi She'in may be part of the Karban Chova, a cow is not one of the Karbanos of a Nazir. So what in the world is he talking about? There is no Karban of a cow for his Chova. So that's what the Rush says, that it used to be the custom that when they would bring their Karbanos from Nazirus, once you're going anywhere to the base of Migdash and bring Karbanos, they would bring a whole bunch of Karbanos Nedava also. They would volunteer additional Karbanos along with their Nazirus, and that's what he meant, that this cow is going to go along with all my Karbanos Nazirus when I bring my Karban Nazirus, if it ever stands up. So says Mar Bishlam Parabas Karbani. That is an excellent interpretation of the first line of the Mishnah, had the second line of the Mishnah not existed. But the Mishnah goes on to say that it's not just a cow that's lying on the floor that won't stand up, there's a door that's jammed that won't open up. And somehow he has a Kabbalas Nazirus relating to the door. So what? He's saying, I'm going to bring the door as a carbon? If I ever... That doesn't make any sense. Eladelas bas carboni? Is a door a bas carbon? Can you bring a door as a carbon? So interpretation number two of the Mishnah is rejected. It can't be that he's saying his Lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus is that I'm going to bring this cow as a carbon if it stands up. Ella, rather, the third interpretation, Amar Rava, Gonshai Sapar Ravutza Lefanav. Again, cow is lying there in front of him. Va'amar, and he says, Hareini Nazir mi Yayin, not mi Basar. I'm going to be a Nazir from Yayin im lo Amda, if it doesn't get up, if this cow doesn't get up. Meaning, he's walking by, he thinks the cow is not going to be able to get up at all. So he says, I'm going to be a Nazir if the cow doesn't get up. Ask the Rush. Vitema im omedes katani. It says im omedes. So how could he say? How could we say that he's going to be a nazir im lo amda? If the cow doesn't get up, meaning what he means by if the cow doesn't get up is if I can't help this cow up. If I'm not able to help this cow stand up, then I'll be a nazir. Meaning I see this cow has given up all hope of standing up, but I'm so strong I can lift the cow. So I'm going to be a nazir if I don't lift this cow up. So im lo amda, if it doesn't get up, ask the Rush, How do you read that into the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah said im anda. No, the lashon of the Mishnah was that hareni nazira im omedas ani. If I do get up, so how could it be im lo amda? He says, yeah, sometimes skip a word like lo. So sometimes they'll skip a word like that, and that's not so unusual that you'll find that in the Mishnah. But the Gemara's challenge on this is going to be that it should have mentioned something about standing on its own. So the cow then got up on its own. That's the case. The guy says, he sees this cow lying there on the floor, and he says, I'm going to be able to help this cow up, and if I don't get this cow up, then I'm going to be a nazir. And then the cow gets up all on its own. So his real intention was that he's going to lift the cow himself, and he didn't lift the cow. The cow got up on its own. He didn't lift the cow, and therefore he's going to have to be a nazir. He said, I'm going to be a nazir if I don't get this cow up. Well, he didn't get the cow up. The cow got itself up, and therefore Beis Shammai holds he's now going to be a nazir. Beis Hillel holds no, mishum derevi'ohu vakamt, that the guy wasn't saying that he's only going to be a nazir if he can't lift the cow. He was saying he's going to be a nazir if the cow doesn't get up. He was more interested in the well-being of the cow than he was in flexing his own muscles. That's what it was about. It was about the well-being of the cow. Well, the cow's up now. The cow stood up. So what does he care whether he stood the cow up, the cow stands up on its own? Either way, he wasn't makabel in the zeros. What's the special torfe? Torfe de ugavra? What does the word toref mean in this context? So it seems that it means his intention, what he tried to say, but what's the etymology over here? Where does the word come from? So in the Rivan, and Osei, on the side of the page over here, the Nuskas or Ivan says Torfe, we have is the Iker Machshavaso Shel Ishzeh, the primary thought process of this person. Where do we find that it means the primary, the Iker of something? So he says you have in Maseches Gittin, you have the Ikaro Shel Shtar, is what we call the Toref of the Shtar. There's the Tofes and the Toref of the Shtar. So the Toref of the Shtar is the Ikaro Shel Shtar. That's the Lashon of Torfe over here. Another interpretation is Torfe means Giloy Das, how he expresses himself. We find in Maseches Pesachim that if something is put b'makom haturfa, makom haturfa is we use in the Tumah and Taras at the end of the first parak of Pesachim. Makom haturfa means in an exposed area where it's very vulnerable to Tumah. So you put it in a makom hamutzna, in a more hidden area. So torfa means that which is exposed, that which is revealed. So that's what he's saying. Torfe da'i gavra, what the guy is trying to express, what he's trying to reveal, what he's trying to say. Either way, whichever interpretation you want to say, it means what the guy is trying to express. It's just a discussion of what the etymology is over here. So again, this third interpretation is, a guy says, I will be a nazir from wine if I don't get this cow standing, and then the cow stands on its own. So the question is, what did he really mean? Did he really mean that he wanted to get the cow standing, or did he really mean that he just wants the cow to be standing? Beis Shammai holds he meant that he wanted to get the cow standing, and since he didn't do it, he's now going to be a nazir. It's about the cow standing in the end of the day, and as long as the cow is standing at the end of the day, he's not a nazir. Frak the Gemara, Ihachi and Masefa, Amra Vido Afk Shamru Beshame Lo Amru Elabo Omer Hare Hain Alai Karban. Para Mika Matvis Bamidi. But if the end of the Mishnah is the Rabbi Yehuda says that this only works, that the whole case of the Mishnah only works if he says Hare Alai Karban, that I'm going to accept this as a karban. But was he matvis and iser on the para? That which he said para is only a tanai for this Kabbalah's Nazirus. He's Mekabal Nazirus from Yayin, not from the Parah, from Yayin. That was all part of this interpretation, that he was Mekabal a regular Nazirus from Yayin if the Parah doesn't get up. So you can't say he was trying to asur the Parah on him like a Karban. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that Beis Shammai only applies if he said that the cow is like a Karban? No, he wasn't asuring the cow. He was asuring Yayin if the cow is just the Tanai. If the cow stands up, I'm taking a regular Nazirus, Miyayin, according to this interpretation. So Ella, rather the Gemara says, a fourth interpretation. Kiven da amar hareni nazir mibsara, kigon rather, da amar hareni nazir mibsara, the case is not that he says I'm going to be a nazir from Yayin. I'm going to be a nazir from the meat of this cow, imlo amda, if I don't stand this cow up. So same as last interpretation, except What we're changing is not that he's being mekabel naziris from yain, he's being mekabel naziris from the basar. And like we said on Amud Aleph, that's why this follows on the heels of the previous Mishnah of being mekabel naziris from grogros and from devela. He's being mekabel naziris from something that can't be that has nothing to do with the naziris. So he's being mekabel naziris from the basar. Im lo amda, if I don't stand this cow up, v'amda me'alaha, and the cow then gets up on its own. So again, the same machlokas like we said before, except now it's about the basar. Gavra, Mishum Ukma Biyadehu, Vahalo Ukma. Beishamai holds that the guy's main intention was that he should be able to flex his muscles, he should be able to stand this cow up, and he didn't, and therefore he's a Nazir. Ubeisil Savri, Torfi Da Gavra Mishum Durevia, Vakamta. No, that this guy's main goal was to get the cow standing, and at the end of the day, the cow is standing, so he's totally fine with that, and therefore he's not a Nazir. Ubeisil Savri, Ilokamta Avi Nazir. Wait a second. That makes it sound like Basil holds that if the cow doesn't get up, then the guy's going to be a Nazir. Why? What did the guy say? I'm going to be a Nazir from the meat of this animal if it doesn't get up. But according to Basil, you can't be a Nazir when you say you're going to be a Nazir from meat. So how does that work? That Basil is like, oh, the only reason he's not a Nazir is because the cow got up in the end of the day. And if the cow didn't, then he'd be a Nazir according to Basil. Didn't Basil hold that if you say you're a Nazir from grogros, from tvela, from basar, from things like this, that you're not a Nazir? So how could this be a valid lashon of Nazir according to Basil? So says Gemara, it's not. Beis Hillel is saying according to the Beis Shammai, meaning if even according to you, the Beis Shammai, you hold that when a person says he's a Nazir from Basar, it's a valid Lashon Nazirus, you don't even have that over here, Beis Hillel says, because his Tanai wasn't fulfilled. The Tanai was that I'll be a Nazir if the cow doesn't get up, and this cow did get up. According to me, says Beis Hillel, even if the cow stays on the ground, the guy's not a Nazir, because he was a Mekabel Nazir is from Basra, there's no such thing. Lididhu, but according to you, Damrisu Havi Nazir, that you say that there's such a thing as Nazir from Basar. At least be motivated to me that this guy wasn't intending to take a Nazirus if the cow stands up. And the cow stood up, so there should be no Nazirus over here. Beishamai says, no, I don't think that's correct. I think that his main intention was that he wanted to show that he could stand the cow up, and at the end of the day, he couldn't show that he was able to stand the cow up. So, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, there are two dinim that are really being taught over here. First din is that Beis Hillel holds that even by a neder nazirus from a basar of a para, there is no nazirus, because you can't be mekabel nazirus from basar. The second is that if a guy makes a tanai, im lo umda hapara, a hey nazir, that if the cow doesn't stand up, I will be a nazir, and then the cow gets up on his own, there is no nazirus, because his kavana was that if the cow stands up in any which way, whether I stand it up or, right, assuming we pass on Beis Hillel, there are two chidushim, that a nazirus from Basar is not a lashon of nazirus, and that a tanai, that I stand the cow up, is not about me standing the cow up, it's about the cow standing up. Two important chidushim that emerge from the sugya. The difficulty with saying that there are two important chidushim that emerge from the sugya is that the Rambam quotes neither one of them. The Rambam quotes neither of these chidushim lahalacha. So Keren Ora says that why doesn't it quote the idea of mibisara? That's easy, because the Rambam does quote the last Mishnah, Hareini Nazir mina grogros mina dvela, and it's really the same thing. So yeah, the Gemara made a tzrichusa, and the Gemara said that there's a little more of a chidush to say from basar, because one might have confused grogros and dvela for nazirus more than basar, one might have confused it for nazirus less than basar. Yeah, but at the end of the day, that's really the same halacha. The second din, what the guy has in mind with this tanai, well, since that tanai is not really explicit in the Mishnah, the Rambam didn't feel like we have to mention every tanai that a person can say and try to interpret what he might mean by every tanai. The other important chiddush that emerges from the sugya is there's a Rashba in the Tshuva, where the Rashba writes that if a person is makdish something b'lashon asmachta, the hekdish is chal. Meaning, what was going on over here? The cow was lying on the floor. The guy was trying to say, I can lift this cow, and if I can't, I'll be a Nazir. What was his intention? Was his intention to be a Nazir? No, his intention was to lift the cow. That's what we call asmachta. Asmachta is a sugi of gambling. A guy says, I'll pay you money if my team doesn't win that game. It's because he has confidence that his team is going to win the game. He's not planning on paying the money. He's planning on his team winning. That's his... By asmachta, we have a whole discussion, asmachta kanya or asmachta lo kanya. What about if you're makdish something with an asmachta? So says the Rashbi, you see over here that hektish ba asmachta will work as being the hektish is going to be chal. Because you make some sort of tonight, and you're not, your hope is that you're not going to become the nazir, that you're going to be able to stand the cow up. It's still going to work as an asmachta. And he brings a raya from not only from our sugya, which he does, he brings the raya from our sugya, he also brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu. Vayidor Yaakov neder lemor, and the Medrash says that what's the lemor? Lemor le Doros, that Yaakov's neder is a valid and binding neder, even though it's based on a Tanai. It's based on whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him through in good health and in one piece. So nevertheless, even though it's based on a Tanai, it sounds more like Asmachta, nevertheless it's a binding neder. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah on the top of Yir'al Vamil.